Welcome back to 10 Minutes of International Current Events. From the CNN Center in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Carl Azuz. We're starting today's coverage in the capital of Belgium, where some major arrests were made late last week. Shortly after terrorists targeted an airport and a subway in Brussels, killing 31 people last month, Belgian authorities went on the hunt for the so-called man in the hat. He was seen in surveillance images at the Brussels airport, walking with two of the suicide bombers in that attack. In police raids across Brussels Friday, Mohamed Abrini was one of six people arrested, and authorities say he's confessed to being the man in the hat. Abrini has also been linked to last November's terrorist attacks in Paris, France, that killed 130 people. He's been charged with multiple crimes related to terrorism and murder. Also arrested Friday, Osama Krayem. European police believe he was working with the subway suicide bomber in Brussels. Investigators say the same ISIS terrorist network is responsible for the Paris and Brussels attacks. The U.S. government's considering how it can ramp up its military efforts against ISIS. The terrorist group's name is an acronym for Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, the two countries where it's taken over large sections of territory. The Obama administration is considering sending 250 more U.S. special forces to Syria, with a mission of helping local forces retake major cities there and in Iraq. This is in addition to the thousands of U.S. troops currently serving in Iraq. Though President Obama has insisted that American forces would not return to combat there, the Pentagon says some U.S. troops are fighting, but that they don't officially have a combat mission. They're training and supporting Iraqi forces who are trying to take back major cities like Mosul. The Iraqi army's latest offensive was put on hold shortly after it started. Iraqi officials say they need more help to secure territory after it's taken. The stakes, especially near Mosul, are high.
It has been described by some as the most dangerous dam in the world. The Mosul Dam, the largest in Iraq, which produces hydroelectricity, is built on a foundation of soft gypsum rock, making erosion a constant challenge. We enter the underbelly of the dam to see how it is even still standing. Completed in the mid-1980s, what keeps it all intact is a process that needs to happen daily. Workers are drilling boreholes. This one will go down 150 meters, or around 500 feet.
Drilling that particular distance takes about a week, and the machines go up and down along the length of the dam, breaking up and then re-pouring cement to try to ensure the stability of the dam's foundation.
It's a process called grouting. When ISIS briefly took over the dam in 2014, this was halted for 45 days. Intense around-the-clock grouting reversed those weaknesses. The U.S. recently issued a stark warning, describing the potential for collapse as, quote, serious and unprecedented. A catastrophic event that would see Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city and under ISIS control, entirely submerged, with flooding as far downstream as Baghdad. That warning said the lives of up to 1.5 million Iraqis would be at risk.